This is Keith from Crestec. Hello.
Hello, is this Crestec company?
Yes.
Hi, this side Sachin. I'm calling from India. And how are you, sir?
Okay.
So, sir, I was looking out for ammonia tracking units. So I was looking over the internet and was looking supplies for cracking units and got to know
In
of the
India,
company. Yeah, and
to
it
set up in India, because we
no,
are Europe. Sorry.
yeah, we are we have recently a plant in Berlin, Germany, and so we need cracking units for those operation.
In Berlin.
Yes. So
Okay,
sir,
so yeah.
I was looking out for ammonia cracker capacities with the capacities of around 100 Nm³ hour capacity.
100
So
cubic meter, right?
yeah, 100 hours. So 100 Nm³ per hour. But I believe in your website or through one of your company's documents, seen that you have the capacities from only from 50 m³ per hour. Is that correct?
Our capacity is from 5 to 250 cubic meters.
Okay, your capacity, you say 5 to 250 capacities you have, right?
Yeah, cubic meter, not kilogram, cubic meter.
Normal meter cube per hour, right?
Yes, and that's
So
forming gas production.
that means hydrogen plus nitrogen, right?
Right, 75% hydrogen, 25% nitrogen.
Okay, 75 hydrogen and nitrogen. So just wanted to confirm again, you have the capacities from 5 m³ till 250 m³ per hour, right? Okay, and sir, is that correct that the operating temperature for capacities is around 550 to 5 500 to 550 degrees Celsius?
No, we are around 800.
Okay, 800 degrees Celsius.
Yes.
Okay. And sir, if you want to talk about the prices of let's say 250, if I want to purchase 250 Nm³ per hour capacity of ammonia cracking unit, so what's the price of it?
Depends what you need. Depends what purity you need. Depends if you need additional hydrogen purification via PSA units. I need to
No,
start
sir.
to make a proposal to you. I also need more information on your project. When what project phase you are in at the moment? When you will buy? Are planning to buy an ammonia cracker. So
Okay.
maybe you send me an email with the key parameters and also the time schedule of your project, and then I can send you documents.
Yeah, okay. Sir, what's your name? What's your name?
Gerhard Lüdecke.
Okay, can you spell it out for me, sir, please?
Gerhard. Gerhard. Lüdecke,
Okay.
Lue. Yeah, you see it on the web page, right?
Okay, Gerard, then your next and last
Yes.
name?
Lüdecke.
L-E?
Lüdecke.
Okay, Mr. Gerard Lutiker, so Lueitiker.
Lüdecke. But you can find my email address on our webpage, where you also have the number, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, I got that. I got that. So you are the sales manager or service manager?
Yes, I'm site manager.
Sales manager. Okay.
So can you tell me more about the time schedule for the project and application?
So time schedule is we would be needing that in next 10 to 15 days, upcoming days, and the application which we are looking for is mainly from for heat treatment.
You said 10 to 15 days.
Yeah, we are planning to source that in upcoming 10 to
So you
15
want to
days.
make the PO in the next 2 weeks already.
Yeah, we have planned to do that. In case of any changes, I'll let you know, sir.
Okay.
And so for the main application is for heat treatment and metallurgy.
Okay, so forming gas is suitable for you, like 75% hydrogen and 25 nitrogen.
Okay.
Yeah, no,
Yes,
that's the
yes.
question. Yeah.
Sorry, sir, can you
Maybe
repeat?
is forming gas 75% hydrogen mixture with 25% nitrogen suitable for your application, or do you need further purification? Further purification means we have to add a pressure swing absorption machine after the ammonia cracker, which is about the same price as the ammonia cracker again, so makes it much more expensive, and we lose some of the hydrogen content.
Okay. No, sir, a 75-25 ratio is looks good, seems good. It's okay for
Okay,
us.
maybe, yeah, perfect. Maybe you just send me an email with the key data of your demand and also on the project time schedule, and then I will reply to you.
Okay. So in your web page, can I find your mail ID? I have your name, but yes, I can.
You don't.
I found out. Yes, I found out.
You found it? Okay.
Yes. So, sir, I can definitely drop your mail after this. But,
Yes.
sir, honestly, I've been trying to look out for different companies over the internet, and I couldn't find any. And luckily, I can I found out your company, and I'm so glad to connect get connected with you, because I've been trying very hard to reach out to some companies who give small scale ammonia crackers, because I have looked out for other companies also, like Haldor Topsoe, KBR Inc, ThyssenKrupp and Duiker from European company. So, but they provide only for large scale applications, large scale ammonia crackers. So they have
But
capacities from five tons per day, and so
yeah,
that's why I was only looking out
but
for small scale applications, small scale ammonia
as you
crackers.
can see on our web page, we are a trading company, so we work with a Chinese manufacturer.
Okay, so your company also produces this ammonia cracking units, right?
No, we are the agent for a Chinese company for ammonia cracker.
Okay, you are the agents for Chinese company.
Yes, in Europe.
Okay, and what's the name of that Chinese company?
Syngas.
Okay.
You can
Okay,
also
let's
see on
see.
our web page the names.
All right. And sir,
So
you're
that is
also.
okay for you, because you just mentioned you only contacted European companies. So Chinese manufacturer is okay for you. Of course, you can provide CE certification.
Yeah, it's okay for us. Okay, previously I was thinking like you're the independent producers.
No, we are only trading agent for different Asian companies and sell different products from different Asian companies. And for ammonia cracker, we work mainly with Syngas.
Okay. So for ammonia cracker, you source that from Syngas.
Yes.
All right. And sir, your company also related with Koyo Thermo company, Koyo Thermo, and your, I guess,
Yeah.
is the same company, right?
Yes, we also work with Koyo Thermo, which is now called JTEC for mainly semiconductor furnaces.
Okay. So that means Koyo Thermo, JTEC Thermo Systems, and Crystek are all of one company, right?
No. Crystek is the European agent for JTEC, which is a Japanese company. For semiconductor furnaces, we represent the Japanese company JTEC, which was called Koyo before. And for ammonia cracker, we represent the Chinese company SinSgas. And for other products, we represent other companies in Asia, also in Europe. So we
Okay.
work as a trading agent and
Okay.
represent the Asian companies in Europe, and therefore are responsible for European customers.
Okay. Noted, sir. Noted. So, sir, also from SinSgas company website, they have mentioned, like as you said, you have the capacity from 5 to 250 meter cube per hour. And they have mentioned in one of their document that they have ammonia crackers with capacities like 5, 10, 20, within the range of 10, 5, 10, 20, 30, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, till 20, 250. So by
Yes.
counting all those, we got to know that there are 25 units of ammonia crackers. This SinSgas company has. So are we right that SinSgas or your company have 25 units of ammonia cracking installed?
No, we manufacture the ammonia cracker to customers' needs. So we have some basic design, and we can adapt it to the gas flow you require. So it's not a standard machine, but we manufacture the machine as you like it. So if you have special specifications, so we have to add any details, or you have special requirements, we can make a specification according to that and to build the furnace, the cracker for you in that way.
Okay. So, sir, any so I wanted to know your company or SinSgas produce how much. I know that these ammonia crackers, they customize based on customer requirements, but anyways, if you exclude the customization part, any units they generally keep as installed in their factory, like there would be 10 5 to 10 units which they install.
I have to look up. I don't have the number here at the moment.
Okay, because just I wanted to know like how big is the company or how much capacities they have, so I was just asking to know that, because you mentioned that you have the capacities from 5 to 250, so I just wanted to know like whether the company has 25 units of those ammonia crackers installed already.
If you have
And for
different customers, yeah, I can send you a reference list.
okay, because I have contacted to say SinSgas other location also, and they have also mentioned that they have the capacities from 1 to 999 nm cube per hour. But on the website, if when I saw, they have mentioned only from 5 to 250. So what I assume that they can, if you want the capacities more than 250 also, they can customize for us and provide it to us. So after that,
So what we can do is, if you have larger capacities, we can put more than one cracker in the same fab and connect it to the same absorber system where the limitation is higher. So we can put two, I think the limit is around 500, so we can put two of our largest cracker together with one absorber system and one purification system if needed.
Okay. Okay, no worries. So,
Unit
sir, in
is
terms
only 250.
Okay, so in terms of, sir, installation, any particular number or in any particular units that the company has already installed for ammonia
I
crackers,
don't
maybe
have the
for.
number here, but I can check and send you.
Okay, no worries. So, sir, okay, just one important thing to ask, because I was looking out for small scale ammonia cracking, and so since I said I found out some big companies also like Haldor Topsoe from Europe, then ThyssenKrupp, then Duker. These sort of companies, when I looked at their website, even KBR from US, when I looked at their website, they have mentioned that they produce ammonia cracker more than starting from 5 tons per day capacity. And they have mentioned that that are for large scale ammonia cracker applications. And I was specifically looking for small scale ammonia crackers. So according to you, sir, till 250 meter cube per hour capacity of ammonia crackers. So can we consider those ammonia crackers as small scale ammonia cracking units till 250 meter cube per hour? Can we consider those capacities as small scale ammonia cracking units?
Yeah, it's small scale, but it's not lab scale. It's like in the middle. It's not for big business applications, but it's more than like lab scale normally. So we don't provide very small cracker for only R&D, for small R&D research, but only for bigger R&D and starting of production and single units. And yeah, so it's more small scale than big scale. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so can we consider this as small scale ammonia crackers? Because we already found that 5 tons per day, the companies are manufacturing which more than 5 tons per day, they are classifying or they are mentioning that they are using that for large scale applications. And 250 meter cube compared to 5 tons per day is very, less. So 250 meter cube
Yes.
per hour capacities of ammonia cracker, can we consider that as small scale ammonia cracking units?
How you call it is not really an issue. There are smaller applications. We cannot provide smaller than the 5 cubic meters, and our largest is 250. If you call it small scale, that's okay for us. Why do you need a definition of this?
No, sir. We wanted to understand because we are in looking for, various companies, and some of the companies mention that they offer large scale ammonia crackers. Some of them mention that they offer small scale ammonia crackers. So we
Yeah,
wanted
we
to
also have
just.
some inquiries for huge mega projects where they need several tons per hour of hydrogen. That's large scale for us. We cannot provide ammonia cracker for the really large scale ones. But for normal and middle class scale projects, we can provide.
Okay. So for till 250 meter cube per hour capacity which you have, so these only you provide for small scale applications only, right? That
We
means.
provide the amount of ammonia we tell on the website. If you call it a small scale application, that's okay. If you call it bigger scale application, it's also okay. Always is what you refer to. We also have customers that want to have less than 5 cubic meters per hour only for testing. That is small scale for us. But we are not large scale compared to mega projects for huge fuel cell manufacturing units or something. I'm not sure. So why do you need this information? Why is this information important for you? So as I understand, you're planning to buy a single unit of ammonia cracker for heat treatment, right?
Yeah, right, sir, right. Okay. Thank you so much for this information, sir. Okay, so sir, in the in the website, it is being also mentioned that the catalyst which is being used for ammonia cracking is nickel catalyst that are being used. So any other catalyst which you offer, or is it only nickel that is being used?
We have a special catalyst based on nickel. Of course, we cannot share the information on details on the catalyst.
Okay, no worries, but you offer mainly nickel for that.
It's based on nickel, yes.
A basic
Well,
metal.
we do not provide details on our catalyst because that is what our partner is manufacturing, and we sell only ammonia cracker. We do not provide data for research or something. We only sell equipment. So if you need equipment, we can make a proposal to you, but we cannot give you the details on how to build our ammonia cracker.
Okay, no worries, no worries. And sir, you offer ammonia cracker with the purifier or just as a standalone ammonia cracker you provide? So along with purifier you sell the ammonia
As
cracker
you
or
can see on our webpage, we have three different machines depending on the size. For the small sizes up to 30 cubic meters, the ammonia cracker and the absorber unit are together in one machine. For large application, we have two separate machines for this. Absorber means a unit that gets rid of ammonia residue and water residue. And we also have the possibility to further purify the forming gas to hydrogen up to 99.99% with a second process step.
Okay. So, okay. All right.
But if you want to buy an ammonia cracker in the next 15 days, do you already have a budget? What is your budget? What is the number you are expecting this to cost?
Yeah, with regards to the cost, just a second. So we have been also been looking for, you know, some of the other prices. So around 60 to 70K price. Yeah,
we are a bit more expensive. I can send you details if you give me an exact specification.
Yeah, no worries. So you can send me the detailed quotation of you know, the capacities for mainly for 250 m³ per hour and also for 100 m³ per hour.
So why do you need a quotation for two different ammonia cracker sizes?
Because we want to utilize both of those capacities for our particular applications.
Yeah, so you're using the cracker for heat application. So which heat application do you use at your factory?
Yeah, so as I said, heat treatment and metal for metal and metallurgy applications.
Yeah, so if you use it for heat treatment, you have a specific demand of forming gas, correct?
Yeah, correct.
So why do you need a large and a quotation for a large and a small cracker if you only have one specific type of demand for the forming gas?
For heat treatment, specific heat treatment applications, we also be needing, and in going forward, we will also be requiring for, you know, some large scale applications also. Compared to heat treatment, we would also be procuring ammonia crackers for some large scale applications.
So what is your product? What do you produce?
So we are also involved in fuel cells. So in that we would be requiring pure hydrogen. So in yeah, so in those cases also we would be looking for ammonia
So
cracking.
you are already manufacturing fuel cells.
Yeah. Although we have started, we have just recently started that location.
Okay. And for your fuel cells, warming gas is sufficient.
Yeah, this much is sufficient, but I would just wanted to take your view also if but I guess for fuel cell we would be requiring a purer hydrogen. So 75 to 25 nitrogen which you said, so it can be increased to 80 or 85% hydrogen in that case.
Okay. Maybe you can send me the details in email and also your web page and about your projects, maybe a short description so I better understand better, because I'm not sure if I really understand what you need the ammonia cracker for.
Okay, no worries.
And no.
Okay, just last thing, sir. So sir, any apart from ammonia cracker, any special or unique thing which you offer, any unique aspect or any unique product or any unique product do you offer along with ammonia crackers?
What do you mean with any special product?
I mean, any new features, yeah, which are involved in ammonia cracker, or any special attributes or any special features that you involved in ammonia cracker, any unique process that you have within ammonia cracker.
No, we use a standard process with our specialized catalysts. Especially from our company developed catalyst.
Okay,
So the
so
key
your
element
own.
of our cracker is the catalyst.
Okay, your own catalyst. Okay. Okay. And sir, in terms of energy consumption, as I can see in your website, that as we increase the capacity of ammonia crackers till from 5 to 250, the energy consumption increases, right? Because I can see,
Yes.
let's say for 100, the energy consumption is around 225 kilowatt per hour, and for 250, it increases to 562 kilowatt hour per hour, right?
Yes.
So as we increase that, energy consumption increases.
Yes, because
Okay.
if you put more gas in the cracker, and you have to heat more gas, and that of course needs more energy.
Okay.
Because
And
in
sir,
order to crack the ammonia, we needed to heat it up to around 800 degrees.
Okay. So for 250, you have 562 kilowatt per hour consumption, energy consumption.
Yeah, I don't have the documents in front of me, but if it's on the web page, yes.
Okay. So, just one important thing, because you would be using your you would be coming across these things. So either electric source or gas source is being used as
We
an energy
have
source.
electric source, only electric heating.
Okay. So sir, any differences why electric source is only being used by companies as compared to gas? What are the advantages of electric which does not have gas source? Any reason?
It's just a different concept. So, yeah.
Sorry,
If
can
you use
you
get
repeat? Yes, sir.
It's just a different concept. You have to design the cracker differently. And we started with electric heating, so that's what our products look like.
Okay,
If you
so
use
sir, can
gas, you have to take special care for the heat up, explosion protection, and other stuff. So it's more complicated to heat with gas because there are more safety requirements than electric heating.
Okay. So it's more of a safety issue or explosion issues with gas, but in electric you can easily carry out without explosion or less safety.
Mainly, it's different design. You have to put your focus on other things if you use gas than electric. So it's just mainly it's different designs with some little differences in performance or safety requirements, something.
Okay. And sir, just last thing I forgot to ask about. So, what's the dimension of, let's say, 400 nm cube per hour, the average dimension of ammonia cracker we have?
Yeah, I don't have the document here, but I can send you a specification of our cracker, and you can look it up there.
Okay, sir, thank you so much. It was nice talking to you. So I'll be dropping you a mail, and please revert to that ASAP, sir. Please.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.